Good evening, this is How Much is the Doggy? And this is a podcast reply to the AboveTopSecret.com podcast thread titled Belief. Well, I'd like to thank everybody who's participated so far. There's been some excellent responses. We also got a little bit of a mention on the Zed Show, which was quite nice. I'm quite happy about that. And I was very, very interested in all the answers that were given, and all I got to say is, as far as Mr. Whoopi and Benevolent Heretic are concerned, we're on the same page, and I agree totally with what you're saying as to what it would take to believe in certain things. Now, the purpose of those questions basically were, I came up and I said I'd come out of this set of preposterous claims, which none of them are true, but, well, alright, the spiritual ghost one, it has a little bit of a background to it, but that's a totally different podcast, and I'll get into that at some stage when I'm more comfortable. But basically, the idea was that, I mean, you've listened to my podcast for so long now, and, you know, you've formed an opinion about me, and if I was to come out with something quite wild like that, you know, would you believe me? I know that, Mr. Whoopi has had his Bigfoot experience, and I believe him because I've been listening to him for long enough. I've read enough of his posts now to make an assessment on his character and a judgment of him and say, you know, he seems to be a level-headed guy, and he has no reason to come out and say something like that, because I don't think he's an attention seeker in any way. I think that if he genuinely did see this, then I think he genuinely did see something, and I'm willing to believe him. So there you go, that's belief for me, and I've never seen Bigfoot. And despite the recent brouhaha in Malaysia over these colonies of supposed Bigfoots running around, I haven't had any particular interest in the subject. But anyhow, what we agree on, and a member who hasn't responded before, and I've only recently heard their podcast, is Torlin, or the Scarecrow, whichever he chooses. An excellent podcast. You're talking 1.5 minutes of pure gold. Very, very good podcast. I enjoyed it immensely. And the phrase that you coined, the common knowledge effect, yes. This is something that we all can agree on. There's a common knowledge among us, and especially on ATS, that most people agree on. But where does this come from? Where does this common knowledge come from? As Mr. Whoopi was saying, you know, it's something that you grow up with, and I agree as well. What you believe in basically comes from your peers and your family and whoever else is around in your formative years, and you tend to believe it even when it's bad for you. I mean, you think of some of the more oppressive, say, religions in the world, or children who are born into cults, and they believe these things even though the rest of us can clearly see that they're bad, it's bad for them. But that's our common knowledge, and that's their knowledge, and, you know, do we have a right to disagree or to even interfere? Well, as I was saying, where does this knowledge come from? And one point was brought up about, you know, you look down through history and you can see a preponderance of certain evidence that would indicate that, say, the New World Order exists, and that there are always going to be greedy people and powerful people, which is common sense. I agree with it. But I propose to you that how do you trust the history books? And I cite the case of what Japanese kids read in their history books. And I can tell you, it doesn't mention too many of the nasty things that they got up to during World War II. And who writes the history books? You know, it's the people who win the war write the history books. So can you really even look back and draw on that evidence? So the only thing you can really, really believe in is what you see now, or your own experience. So I was also wanted to say about how much of our experience recently has been drawn from TV and from the media in general, and you know, how far can we actually trust it? As I said in my introductory podcast way, way long ago, I talked about a certain incident that happened with me with a nuclear processing plant going critical a couple of hundred miles south of me, and I needed information. I wanted to know basically, was my life in danger or not? And I got so many conflicting stories off the internet that, you know, I had the BBC on one side screaming, "You're going to die!" And I had the Japanese media on the other side saying, "Oh, come visit our tasty noodle shop over here." And I didn't know what to believe. But eventually, as luck would have it, I knew someone in that town. I was able to ring him. I knew the guy for a while. I trusted him, asked him what was going on, and I got the knowledge on the ground. I was lucky. If I hadn't got that knowledge, I could have ended up, you know, driving to Russia, getting in my car and driving north. See, it's a very, very dangerous thing, belief. But anyhow, I'm talking about trusting the common knowledge. How can you trust the common knowledge? Everything that we believe every day in AboveTopSecret.com, we have people come on and they make preposterous claims sometimes. And it leads me to a couple of more questions I want to pose to you, and if you want to answer them, or ponder them at least, please reply and give me a podcast. Now the first one is, as I said, you have people who come on to AboveTopSecret.com and make the most preposterous claims sometimes. And my question to you is, even though it goes against the common knowledge, can you disagree when you have no evidence against what they're saying, when you can't disprove them? How can you possibly say you're talking rubbish when you don't know for sure yourself? That's my first question. My second question is, if that had happened to you, if something incredible had happened to you, and we talk about Mr. Whoopi and the Bigfoot thing, and say for instance you don't believe in aliens, but the next thing you wake up in the middle of the night and you've been abducted, and you know, some alien is sticking a probe up your nose, and you come on and you log on to ATS the next day, what are you going to say? You know, to make people believe you, and you know it's true, it happened to you, how do you enforce your beliefs? The next question I want to ask is, I remember a story about, I'm a big David Icke fan, and I'm interested in what he has to say. I don't believe him 100%, but one of the more controversial sides, or the controversial topics rather, that he deals with is the existence of reptilian shape-shifting entities that live in a separate plane from us, and that certain people can see them. Now, the question would be is, does belief open your eyes, or does belief blind you? In other words, if you believe in these entities, and they do exist, say, they do exist, you believe in them, you can see them, but if you don't believe in them, you can't see them. But they are there. Does belief open your eyes, or does it blind you? And then we could get into a very, very philosophical debate, which Torlin brought up, which was something I am very interested in. I think it's it has a grain of truth to it, is that what you believe in creates your own reality. And what we all believe in creates a common reality. And we go back again to the common knowledge. What we all believe to be true, are we creating our own reality at the end of the day? So that's pretty deep stuff. If you want to answer that, please do. And if you have any insights, please let me know. Because one thing I do think is a good theory is that the more people who believe in a particular god, the more power that god has. That in believing in a divine entity as they do, it gives it existence in the first place, and eventually it gives it power. And that possibly the reason that religions exist is so people could somehow harness this power, get enough people to believe in your god, and you have an almighty power in your hands. So another thing we see a lot of on the board is opinions being expressed as beliefs. That goes back again to the common knowledge. It's something you think you know, and someone comes on and says, "Well, I was abducted by aliens last night," and you go, "Well, I think you're wrong there now, but you're only giving your opinion, but you're expressing it as a belief." So, you know, what's the difference between a belief and an opinion? And should you ever post an opinion on AboveTopSecret.com? Another thing I wanted to talk about is basically about the board. When people start talking about the freedom of speech issue on AboveTopSecret.com, this is a hairy one. As far as I'm concerned, you have a freedom of belief. You can believe whatever you damn well please. But if you want to present that belief to other people, you better be prepared to back it up, because there are people there who will shoot it down. But when people come on and make certain claims, and there are people who want to believe, say who want to believe that aliens exist, is it a good thing, you know? Is it giving credence to the belief? Just because you want it to be true, does it make it true? Of course it doesn't make it true, but when enough people want to believe in something, does it make it true? So I'm rambling on a bit here now, so I'm going to wrap it up with a juicy little new conspiracy for you. And here it is. Is Santa Claus a conspiracy? And not particularly the commercial side of it. All right, we all know that. That's common knowledge, isn't it? There's a commercial side to Christmas. But the Santa Claus thing. When you tell little kids Santa Claus exists, and they believe it with all their heart, and they just love this guy, and then a few years down the line, you drop the bomb. No. What about the Tooth Fairy? No. Easter Bunny? No, sorry. So you had all these beliefs in your formative years, and then they're dashed. They're told there's nothing there. So the conspiracy is it done deliberately? So people will be slow to believe something as fantastic, as outside the norms of society again. So if someone says, "I saw a UFO," you think, "That's, well, I don't believe that, that's too fantastic," you know, and your mind harks back to, "Oh, Santa Claus, if I believe again, I'll be hurt." So there you go. I hope you understood that little rant at the end. This is How Much Is the Doggy signing off. I look forward to your replies, as always. Good night.